وسلاما، وعلى نهجك سار المؤمنون. يا من دعوت الناس بخير الكلام، دين حنيف له موحد.
بارك الله فيك. السلام عليكم. هنا في جمعية من أكبر وأقوى الجمعيات الخيرية، ليس الذي تشتغل في بريطانيا فقط بل تشتغل في العالم كله. لهم عدد من النشاطات المتعلقة بالمدارس، إقامة المؤتمرات، نشر الكتب الإسلامية. عملهم ليس خاصا فقط في بريطانيا كما ذكرت، بل لهم جهود في أندونيسيا، جهود في ماليزيا. جمعية عريقة حقيقة، وهي تقوم أيضا، هي جمعية خيرية طبعا، تعتمد على تبرعات الخيرين من أمثالكم. جزاكم الله خير. أنا سأزورها معكم الآن، نطلع على نشاطاتهم، نشجعهم جزاهم الله خير. والله جل وعلا يقول: وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. فهذا من التواصي بالحق، أن نزورهم، نتكلم معهم، أن ننقل نشاطاتهم إلى غيرنا، أن نشجع أنفسنا والله بالتعامل معهم. ويبدو أن الأخ ينتظرني. السلام عليكم.
وعليكم السلام.
شيخ كاشف، How are you؟
الحمد لله، جزاك الله خير. Thank you for coming. جزاك الله خير.
بارك الله فيك. Can I speak Arabic please؟
ليس.
إذن I will big problem for me today. It's examination in my English language.
الحمد لله، no problem. إن شاء الله.
هواري برادر.
إن شاء الله. جزاك الله خير.
ما شاء الله، بسم الله. ما شاء الله. Your office here.
Yes, الحمد لله. So Mercy Mission UK offices and all of our projects, of course, and National Zakat, they were based out of this office over there.
National Zakat.
Yes.
Foundation.
نعم.
ما شاء الله.
And this
Al Khair.
Al Kawthar. This is for the Dawah project.
Al Kawthar.
نعم.
Uh-huh.
And Mercy Mission is the overall charity. Yeah. So Mercy Mission UK is the big charity, and all of these are projects underneath Mercy Mission.
And this,
these are our neighbors.
Media. Or for another one, yes, but it's like this.
Yeah, they made a mistake on the sign, I think.
MashaAllah.
Other projects that we run here. So these are for the Al Kawthar classes. So
Al Kawthar.
Adnan, Al Kawthar. Al Kawthar. So these are run in now 10 countries, mashallah, Al Kawthar countries.
In 10 countries?
No.
Mashallah. What this country?
Canada, UK,
in France
we start doing in French, mashallah. So not in English, in French. In South Africa.
In
India, in Pakistan we opened this weekend, Karachi. In Malaysia.
Al Kawthar only for charity or for da'wah?
For da'wah. So it's one weekend, Saturday, Sunday, in English with professional teachers, and they teach one subject. So a subject of fiqh or tahara.
In the weekend.
In one weekend. And so we have a whole syllabus. These are the folders. So this is one of the courses that we teach.
Uh-huh.
And every student gets one of these folders. This is Tafsir Surah Taha. By Ustaz Jafar Ibrahim.
You give this for the teachers or for a student?
For the student. Yeah, the teacher makes it and then we give it.
Okay, this
is
talking about what?
This one is Day of Judgment. So
يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرساها قل إنما. This is tafsir.
نعم.
قل إنما علمها عند ربي لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. Oh, very good, mashallah. And hadith. تكون النبوة فيكم ما شاء الله أن تكون.
And this different subjects. So this one, Sheikh, is tafsir Surah Taha. Sheikh Ustaz.
This tafsir and hadith and fiqh.
No, but this one only on Yawm al-Qiyamah, and this one on Surah Taha.
صحيح. So different. Yawm al-Qiyamah. Okay, he can finish this in how many days?
One weekend.
One weekend.
Yeah, intensive. Yeah, 16 hours.
One weekend.
No.
And the Saturday 8 hours and Sunday 8 hours.
No.
MashaAllah, but ya akhi, it's
intensive.
Yes.
Yeah. Because
difficult.
The very difficult for them, but And then alhamdulillah, like last year we had like 70 courses. So every weekend, somewhere in the world, we have like 3 courses happening.
How many students maybe?
Over 50,000 students. Yes.
50,000?
No. 60,000 students altogether today.
MashaAllah. Mumtaz. But I mean in the class, how many students?
Every
class.
From 300 to 600, depending on the venue. No.
MashaAllah. Very, very big.
Yeah. Like, you know, a sheikh like a university. So they have a university setting. So they have a presenter and the PowerPoint behind.
Do they pay money for this or?
Yes, they pay. They pay different money depending on the country. So in the UK they pay for one weekend, and then we use
how
this money.
How much maybe?
In the UK it's £60 for one weekend.
For one weekend.
Yes, but then we use this money, Sheikh, to fund the other projects that we have.
Mm.
So all the money go back into the other Dawah projects. So, for example, Little Explorers magazine, this is for children.
For children, no. Yes.
So, this is for adults, and this is we produce for children.
Okay.
So, again, this Quran and Hadith and stories for children to follow, and it's distributed in the UK.
MashaAllah, you are without faces.
No.
You are Salafi, MashaAllah.
So, this is Little
Explorers. Allahu barakallahu fik. This, how many, since how many years is this?
This has been running now for 3 years, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. December
issue 13.
Now.
No, but this is the old one.
The old one, yes. Now many females? Family maybe?
2,000.
2,000,
no.
MashaAllah.
Alhamdulillah. And some in different countries now we're also distributing this magazine. And
only in English?
Only in English, yeah. So
it's better if you put another language, yeah.
Like
French, like
French, inshallah.
Spanish.
So these courses now, we're teaching in French, in France, in Paris. They're doing it for 1.5 years, mashallah, and it's full, or every year is full.
Mashallah, alhamdulillah.
It's very good. And then we use, Sheikh, the money that we raise from the courses, we use to start different projects. So one project that, inshallah, we're starting this year is for foster care. So this is for children that they don't have any families. That are in that are taken care of by the government. So these are Muslims and they don't have Muslim homes. So some of them are orphans, some of them are their parents are in prison. So this is giving them the non-Muslims information about Islam so they can take care of the children, the Muslim children. Mm-hmm. So they preserve their identity. So this is
you give it to non-Muslims.
No, non-Muslims to look after Muslim children. So this is all information about Islam, Salah, Wudu, Eid, you know, so they know what the Muslim child
and
needs.
And without smoke.
And without smoke, yeah, for sure. So this year, inshallah, we're going to be raising money for this program to educate different parts of the government and the council on how to take care of Muslim children, inshallah.
Ah, barakallahu fiik. How is this...
These are just for Mercy Mission UK.
Can you read it? This award?
This is our vision for Mercy Mission World. A world where every Muslim is able to live faithfully to their belief, building an exemplary Islamic community that benefits humanity. So we want to create, with all of these projects inshallah, and in Mercy Mission in different countries, we want to create projects that make better Muslim communities. And if we can make better Muslim communities, then inshallah it will benefit non-Muslims and Muslims, inshallah, through these projects, inshallah. So this is our vision, inshallah, to change the world, inshallah.
So your work not just with the Muslims,
no.
And with un-Muslims to...
Yes, absolutely. So the projects that we do, all of our projects, they all have a non-Muslim perception, a positive non-Muslim perception. So, for example, this is Dawah. So if we teach the Muslims how to practice their deen, properly, so then they can go and do Dawah properly. We're taking care of Muslim children in the UK because these are being taken care of by non-Muslims. So we're saying to them, look, these are what the needs are of the Muslim children so that you can take care of them. And same goes for Little Explorers magazine and National Zakat Foundation. These people that Ahmed gives money to and National Zakat give money to, If we don't support these children, zakat applicants, then they go back to the council, to the government, and then the government has to give them money. So instead, we help the Muslim so that they are not a burden on the government. They're not a burden on the society.
Mm-hmm. What this is about? What this and this?
This is Ahmed. Maybe you can tell this information is about.
Chef, basically, a lot of the applicants sometimes they're overstayers, they're illegal in the country, or they might be asylum seekers or refugees, and sometimes they say, you know, I want to go back, but because they want now they have, because they've been in the country for a long time, they sometimes lose a passport, any documentation. So there's various charities that we've linked with, and they basically would kind of take them and then redocument them, give them the passports, and then give them a free ticket to go back to the country of origin. So there's various charities out there, and these some of the leaflets.
Which language is this? Bengali?
This is Bengali, yes.
Ah, Bengali. Yeah. Can you translate it for me?
I can try.
That's right.
So it says, Kibabe, Shahjo Korasi.
Or this Urdu, maybe.
Urdu is not mine. this one says, Chef, like, how can we help?
How you can help them?
Yes.
Inshallah, barakallahu fikum. How many do you have schools?
No, in the UK. We're opening schools in Bangladesh and in Malaysia. Yeah. So in the UK we don't have a school project.
How many schools do you?
Just one each. So one in Bangladesh. Sorry, one in Bangladesh, one in India, and we're opening one in Malaysia.
How many
inshallah. Inshallah, about 200-250 students in each mm-hmm. school. But these are some of the international projects that we run. Also, the other project that we run from here in the UK, inshallah this year, would be Ramadan TV. Mm-hmm. So Ramadan TV we do every year for one.
Ramadan channel, huh?
Ramadan TV, Chef.
Ramadan TV.
No. Jazakallah, Chef.
This work only every Ramadan?
Every Ramadan, inshallah, for month of Ramadan. This is our fourth time, fourth year this year, inshallah. We will be on Sky Channel 192. We will be FreeSat on Channel 402 and also online. So we're going to run all the channel, inshallah, people can view all over the world on the internet as well, inshallah, on Ramadan.tv.
How many Ramadan now you have this channel? Three Ramadan.
Yes.
This Ramadan number four?
This is Ramadan number four, inshallah.
Number four. Yeah. Mashallah.
So, Sheikh, this whole channel, mashallah, every year we run for two reasons. One is to raise money for other charities in the UK, because these charities are very small, so they can't afford TV advertising and so on. So we give them opportunity to raise money for them. So alhamdulillah, we raise hundreds of thousands of pounds for other charities in the UK every year. Number one, and alhamdulillah, number two, Sheikh, it gives us opportunity to show our projects and also raise money for those projects and give the da'wah. Because in the UK, as you know, Sheikh, not many channels in the UK serving English Muslims, English-speaking Muslims. So alhamdulillah, every year we try to make program over the whole year, and we show them for 1 month in Ramadan.
Do you have programs for children, for kids, or only?
Yeah, we have a very famous
for guys.
For guys, yes, we have a very famous program for
children.
Leo Explorers. So you the magazine, the Leo Explorers magazine. We use this magazine to make the program with the children, and then children they phone into the studio.
You have breakfast inside the.
Sheikh, because it's Ramadan.
Yes, yes.
So
yes. And the Taraweeh, mashallah.
No. So
inside the studio.
The Salah inside the studio. The Taraweeh we pray outside.
Yes.
But mashallah, Sheikh, for 1 month, the brothers they give up their whole Ramadan to be in the studio. They work 15, 20 hours a day. Subhanallah. All volunteers and some stuff. Because it's a 24-hour channel.
How many satellites you use?
At the moment, we just use Sky satellite in the UK. Yes, Eurobird.
Only in UK.
UK, a little bit of France and North Africa.
You mean anyone in Australia or in New Zealand
only
can't see it?
No, only if they can watch online on internet.
Online, yes good.
So.
Mashallah. How many hours every day?
24 hours, Chef. 24
hours. 24, mashallah.
But we have three live shows. We have the children's show is live. So this is we do some stories from Little Explorers, and the children they phone into the studio, they recite Quran, they do nasheed, they make dua. So that's the second show is we have Islamic QA.
Yeah, do you have any show with the new Muslims?
Alhamdulillah, last year. In the Q&A show, so the Sheikh was asking, answering questions, so people phoning in and asking questions, and we have non-Muslims, they phone in and they took Shahada on the phone.
MashaAllah,
on the studio.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar.
And then in the evenings, from Maghrib time to Sahur, we have the charity. Every night, different charity. They come and they talk about their work, they fundraise, and alhamdulillah, they raise money for their own charity. So alhamdulillah, we give them opportunity to come on TV and also to raise money.
I think you talk about your schools and in this channel.
Yes. So this is over here is when this brother he phoned and he took shahada.
Can I have a sound?
What's your name? Where you calling from?
We can hear you,
Turn your telly down. Turn your telly down, brother, inshallah. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, hello, my name's Chris.
Chris, mashallah.
Has become Muslim now?
Yes, yeah, on the show, live.
Good, thank you. How would you like to help tonight, brother?
Yeah, I'd just like to say, you know,
this is the original England.
No, this is
this man.
Farooq, yes. He's one of our presenters.
Whatever religion, whatever you're doing, donate to this fantastic
charity. The brother, Farooq.
No.
Whereabouts are you calling from, Chris?
Who's this one?
Norwich, right? This is a brother, Jawad.
Jawad?
Yes, no.
Is your Jawad from Africa? I think.
Yes, his father is Pakistani, and mother is from Africa.
Is he Sheikh or just
no,
for
no,
guys?
Just for guys. They're hosting the show, the presenter.
Brother, Chris, I'm going to ask you to stay online, yeah? But before, because they're going to take your number. And
I think the guys like him.
Mm. Yeah, mashallah.
Because he have...
A lot of children like him, because he does the children's show. Yeah, mashallah.
Being your either Muslim or non-Muslim, these questions, yeah? Brother, do you believe that there is only one God who created everything? Do you believe this?
Absolutely.
Okay, there's only one God and he is the creator, yeah? Do you believe that Isa, Jesus, peace and blessings be upon him, is the creation of Allah and the servant of Allah?
Yes, I do.
I believe, yes, God.
And do you believe that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a messenger of God and the servant of God?
Absolutely.
MashaAllah. Now, brother, do you bear witness that the Quran is the book of God, the book of Allah?
I got the Quran from the library. I read it from cover to cover, and this is what convinced me that this is the true religion.
MashaAllah. So you believe? Do you believe that Allah has created angels? Do you believe this?
Yes.
Okay. Do you believe in the Day of Judgment and the Hellfire and the Paradise? Do you believe in these things?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, brother. Do you believe in divine predestination, meaning something that is already going to happen?
Brother, he interested in Islam, so then Farooq started explaining
all of this.
I would like to invite you to Islam, my brother, because according to what you've told me, you are a Muslim. Now, could you repeat some words after me, brother? This will give you...
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
We have a witness for this, yeah? So you have to say it with me. Ashhadu an la...
Ashhadu an la...
إلهها
إلا الله الله أكبر
أشهد
أن
أشهد
أن
محمد رسول الله I bear witness there is no God but Allah.
There is no God but Allah.
I bear witness. That Muhammad.
Is the messenger of Allah.
I bear witness that he is the slave of Allah.
MashaAllah.
MashaAllah.
This in the last Ramadan?
No.
MashaAllah.
Someone just phoned. No, and the Farooq and Jawad took the phone
mashallah.
Ramadan TV last year.
Stay on the line, don't hang up, please. We're going to take your details. I love you for the sake of Allah, bruv. I was in your position.
I feel so happy.
MashaAllah. I'm so happy. MashaAllah.
They're so happy as well because both of them became Muslim, you know?
Alhamdulillah.
Everything you did in the past, Allah wipes it clean. Born person now.
No, I feel so relieved.
Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu feekum. Alhamdulillah. Wallah, very nice, ya akhi. Alhamdulillah.
So this is Sheikh, Ramadan TV, every year we run with no profit. No, alhamdulillah, all for charity, for dawah, and to help other charities, to raise money on the channel. Alhamdulillah. So, inshallah, we're running it for the fourth year this year. So inshallah, wherever we can do with the audience to tune in, Ramadan.tv, they can watch it on Sky, on 192, and on FreeSat satellite for 402.
Allah, yeah, alhamdulillah. This channel only in Ramadan?
Only in Ramadan.
You mean, is it finished before Eid or after Eid?
Yeah, at the moment, Sheikh, we only have funding for 1 month. Every month. So alhamdulillah, we run it for 1 month and then we finish. After Eid, we finish.
Yes, you mean sometime with Eid or sometime without Eid?
No,
because
after
it's
Eid.
Only 30 days.
Yeah, we go to wherever the Eid is, we go one night before Eid.
Mm-hmm.
So one night before Eid, that's the last night on the channel.
MashaAllah, so, barakallahu feek.
So. But inshallah, our intention is to make full time, inshallah, when we get enough funding, inshallah.
If you make it in Al Hajj, that's good.
Hajj TV.
Hajj TV.
Check with the channel, very difficult to get license for 1 month.
Uh-huh.
So either you buy 1 hour or you buy whole year, but for 1 month it becomes very expensive. So this is why at the moment we only do for 1 month. But inshallah, with your dua, inshallah, we want to make full time channel, inshallah, with the content, inshallah,
Barakallahu feekum, Sheikh Kashif.
Jazakallah khair for your time.
And inshallah, I will visit you again, bi-idhnillah.
Jazakallah khair.
I will visit your channel.
This is your home, inshallah.
Barakallahu feekum.
Istafa Allahu.